Kuf Mem Aleph. We did Sif Dalet. We're doing Mishaburas on Sif Dalet. We're having Mishaburas of Cotton Tezayin. So we're holding a few lines in. He quotes the Lavush that there should be three people there. The Skan represents, as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Skan being the Gabbai. The Korei represents Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Oiler represents Klal Yisrael. And Mishabura points out that this really was a minhag which we have way back, because Shekosub himself the story from Perak Yudal, Rach Yudalit, who was the Barazarua, Hilchos Shabbos. So the Mishabura, the story from already, which is a collection of brises from the time of the Tanoim, mentions that there should be three people there already. So it's already recorded from then. But it gives a different reasoning than the Lavush said, representing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, and Klal Yisrael. But rather, he says like this: Zelo Shonu. Einam in a Muvcha Shiyam and Achaz and Yechidi Lifnei Ateva. It's not proper that the Chazan should stand there. The Chazan meaning the Balkarei, or the one who's doing the Oila in that situation, in front of the Bima. El Shiyam do Imo Echad Limino Echad Lismoilo Kenegad Ovis. And the three represent the three of us. Okay. Kosim is Hever Shari Ephraim. Mizeh yesh lomoid, sheyesh livchor l'skan, ish nichbod ubal maisim tovim, v'das abriyas no chayemenu. We want the Gabbai to be somebody who is respectable and somebody which people in general are able to get along with. People shouldn't mistrust him to think that he's reason why he's giving cover to somebody who doesn't deserve it, or not giving cover to somebody who deserves it because he has some animosity or personal benefits. It's also proper that the people, when they're wondering why the Gabbai did what he did, they should judge him favorably. He made a calculation, and he made a wrong calculation. But you know, everybody's entitled to make a mistake. Somebody was called up not according to the way the person feels he deserves his respect. So he's, you know, the joke goes, they ask the person, are you a Kohen or Levi? He says, no, I'm a Shlishi. Right? I'm not a Kohen or Levi, I'm a Shlishi, you know. He thinks he deserves to be Shlishi. And the Gabbai, Nebuch, didn't understand that. The Gabbai calls him up for Chamishi. Right?
Why isn't that the Zayin HaTorah? That you want a specific Aliyah? I mean, it's all the Torah, so what is that about? I never understood that. I mean, it's the Torah, it's Shlishi with you. I mean, what difference does it make?
Well, the argument we saw before that there is an order of cover that we give.
Fine, but it's still the Torah. You got to leave the Torah. You should be happy.
I'm not arguing with you.
I don't get it. I don't understand why people get upset. When did that start? That thing. I mean, when did it?
Well, apparently, it was around in the time of it was already around in the time of the Shari Ephraim. So that's
you get it. I mean, you get it.
I'm not saying I endorse it, but people get stuck.
Understand it?
People get stuck in a lot of things.
I don't even understand that.
People get stuck in a lot of things. So people are sensitive, and their covet is very dear to them.
Yeah, I understand the covet part, but I don't understand why one is covered and one is not. That's the part I don't understand. They're all getting an aliyah to the Torah. You're going up to the Torah.
Yeah, but I deserve to get an aliyah of a shlishi. You know, it's not a rechamishi. I'm a shlishi person. You know,
if it really meant something, then everyone would consider the same aliyah more choshev than the other, and that's not true either. I mean, different groups consider different things more choshev. So obviously, there's nothing to it.
No, that's what we see in halacha. That's not true. We do give. There is an order of giving kavod. That a shlichi is considered, you give it to the people which are more nichbadim in the kahal.
That's because the people who wrote this were of Lithuanian origins.
Shulchan Aruch wasn't Lithuanian origin.
But Hasidim, to them, it's Shishi, and it's Chabad, it's Machzer. I mean, it's like...
I understand. But, you know...
I mean, for a Rebbe, you wouldn't give him Shlishi. He won't be happy with that. He won't Shishi.
That's true. But the Maisa, we do have something which is a Gemara. You know, so the Hasidim decide to, you know, not to ignore Gemara. That's their business. But the Maisa, the Gemara gives an order that after you give a credit on a Levi, you call Tamina Chama Mamuni Malat Zibur.
That's
a Gemara in Gittin. So, you know, I didn't write it. So if I think I'm a Talmud Chacham, which is royal to me Mamuni on the Zibur, and I think I'm Mamuni on the Zibur, and they think that I'm not. You know, so I can understand why. I'm not saying it's right. I understand why people. And. And you think even more than that, the Gabi did a Badafka. You know, to put him in his place. Okay? So, in Noga years Hashem Bolvavi, even if it's true, we have to control yourself. One who is only cut out of physical material, will get very upset when we touch his kavod, even a little bit of his kavod, even like a chut asar. We have strong reactions. Well, the Russian deserves more cover than we do, and the Torah deserves more cover than we do, and we get upset about we should be even more that much more upset about the cover of the Torah. And if you make an argument over the Torah will feel very insulted. So that's pretty, if you're worried about you being insulted, why aren't you worried about the Torah being insulted? So yes, losses. Sharia al Yidezeh. Shouldn't make a fight about this. A person who overcomes his midas, the person takes away all of his averus. If a person, because of his gaiva, decided to get angry and actually fight with the gabai, he's okay, fine, I'm done with this. I walk and he walks away. You know, we have this guy yelling at this guy running away, and what's for the safer terror? Right, so he can't walk away. If the Gabi will walk away, leaving the Sefer Torah because this person insulted him, he has to be punished for that. Why are you involved in the Sefer Torah by walking away? Everybody's intelligence to do act with wisdom. Be careful about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered, etc.
That's
the Shari Ephraim. So this is, you know, and this is like the short version.
He must have seen this.
Yeah,
because he's writing pretty strong details, so he must have seen it somewhere.
Yep. So people are sensitive.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Sif hey. In our tzibur reshoy lanos omein, al chetikla bracha mepi akari. The Kari here referring to the arla. So the arla has to finish making the bracha before they say omein. They have to make sure that the person who's saying the bracha has completely finished what he's saying. And. And then the Kari can't start reading until the Tzibur finishes saying Amen.
So that's why the Baal Kari doesn't say Amen right after the Bracha. He waits 5 minutes to get the last Amen, right?
You're donning Lechav's Chuf. Okay. I think that's why the minig though that the Balkar, when he says amen, he says a very long amen in order to wait, you know, sort of finish after everybody else.
See,
that's what Irvin was saying. You know, what's the excuse? What's the excuse? You know, sometimes he starts, he waits too long before you. Yeah. There is a law that you have to respond. There's another. Yeah.
So he thinks that Omer is part of the waning.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Even if some people which are extending their remain longer than the others, and maybe that's improper for them to do so, but since they need to hear the Kriya as well, you have to wait till they finish saying Amen before. The minig is that the Balkari says Amen out loud.
Excuse
me. And he extends his domain a little bit longer than everybody else. And the people should be aware, oh, the Balkar is saying Amen, it's time to hear Kriya. Then he starts reading. It shouldn't look like the main is part of the Kriya. It should be clear that you say Amen, you pause, then you start the Kriya. Sif Vav. We don't want to get involved in an iron horror situation. One brother, another brother, wow, look, all these brothers are getting aliyahs, so that's potentially create an iron horror. But so Shogunar says it's not a halachic problem. Mikra did. A son and a father together. But the reason we don't do it is because of ayin hara.
The bottom line is
that it's and then
not.
Feel im echad who hashvi. If one is the shvi, echad who am after. So, like, there's a pause in between. You say the cottage in the middle. So if whatever reason we have to give to that person, that we call them up without calling him by name. He's the same person. He's so and so's son. You know, we just gave the father and the son. That's not people will. There's an iron heart potential. As far as I know, it's not a problem. Now, the Mishnah will point out the difference between one Sefer Torah and two Sefer Torah.
What's the ayin hara issue? So basically, then what? You see them together, what's the issue exactly? What's the problem? I mean, that you can't have them one if they... I don't understand what's the ayin hara?
Ayin haras are, a very sensitive thing.
I know that.
People will look at us and say, oh, look, he got Aliyah,
So it's not fair that they both get...
So once they say that, that's an ayin hara.
I see. And they won't say that if someone gets hagbah and the other gets glila, they're taking over the whole shul. They won't say that then?
The covenant of Hag and Glila. The covenant of Hag and Glila is not the same level as covenant of Leah.
When I was a kid, they wouldn't let me go in first a kafa with my father. So father and son should
right, a kafa stone, yeah. A kafa stone.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, but okay.
What made it? It could give you and your father hakafa the same hakafa.
Yeah,
they had the same. You have a minute to give the kahana.
If you only have three kahanim in the shul.
We have a lot of kahanim in the shul, in fact.
There were a lot of kahanim in the shul.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah Yudches, Yerchal Mikris, Pirish. So the point of the Shulchan Aruch is the following. Mina din ain shum chashash isser. There's no halachic, it's not an isser involved. Okay, in Karu, he doesn't have to step down. But we don't do it because of ayin hara.
But when it comes after
the fact, whether the brothers, they're half brothers from the father or from the mother. They're not worried about the ayin hara. Okay. A grandfather and a grandson, because of Ayin Hara as well. The grandfather and a grandson, there's what to rely on, that's not a problem. What's interesting, the Moshe Tirsh over here quotes from the Kaf HaChaim with a grandson through a daughter. It's not a problem. It's part of the Lionheart because they announce the names. Everybody puts together. Oh, this is so and so, and this is the. They make the connection. A lot of times, the father and the son were named after the same person.
But what I'm saying,
the son of a daughter is somebody else's son. So there's not because they can see the connection.
Yeah.
That's what we said in the case of the mafter. You have to call them. You call without the name.
They know who they are.
Yeah, but that stresses it more. I feel even if one gets shmi and one gets mafter, it's a problem. But some rabbis are seeking mekadesh b'tayim. Even though the kaddish between, he's getting the one aliyah, he's getting the next aliyah. There's nobody in between. But v'davka b'shabbos she'matzin sefer Torah acher is the mafter. This is all talking about we're reading using the same sefer Torah for the kriya of shmi and the kriya of mafter. Al matzin sefer Torah acher is if it's two different sefer Torah, that's mutter. And a mafter eno bar mitzvah adayin is mutter. And similarly, when we give a mafter to a child under bar mitzvah, which weaker than we could do that. With the exception of the Dal Parshias. Tell them the bar mitzvah is mutter. I'm not sure exactly what's the. Why is it less of an ayin hara? I guess you're worried about the ayin hara having less of an effect on the child. But what about the father? So I'm not sure about that. So if you have to call up the mafter after the shmi and they're related, so the meaning of the Rambam says you don't call them up by name.
For the Mokhash, doesn't the one who got that last aliyah have to stand there until the mafter gets the aliyah? And the one who got the last aliyah, the first sefer Torah, doesn't he have to stand there until the mafter finishes his second bracha? No? He could leave? Or does he have to stay there throughout the Hagwa Galila and the whole?
He doesn't have to stay there.
He doesn't have to stay there.
Well, the reason why
the sefer Torah.
The reason why the Erla stays is imagine on the Shavuot there's no Mishabaruch. Imagine such a thing, right? There's no Mishabaruch. And so you have a good gabbai who quickly calls up the next Erla. So we're concerned that the Erla will be still returning back to his seat before the next aliyah start, while the next aliyah is already starting, and he won't be able to focus. So we tell him to stay there to be able to listen to the next aliyah. So he shouldn't lose the aliyah. If there are multiple things taking place in between.
But if he leaves after that next aliyah, can he lose the next one?
Well, when he's leaving after his aliyah, he's still, he's focusing on finishing aliyah properly, not running away. Right? But he's there by the next aliyah, and then he can leave right away. He doesn't have to first finish his aliyah and sort of step to the side. He's ready to go. So that's the source of that meaning. So if you have a whole process of a Hagwa and Galila in between, you could then does not have to stay.
He
could actually leave.
He's supposed to leave.
I'm not sure. The minigas and then he stays. I'm not sure why they became the minigas.
He stays, you have the same iron horror issue because they're both standing together. Everyone sees it.
I understand. But once we've established a mikra, there's a big time lapse in between. So, some guy standing with a beamer. Maybe he's the Gabri Sheni. Okay. Now, so we call him not Bishmoy. Lafuki Mok, Mishnog, Mishalikus, I'm after Bishmoy. Rakstam, Yaman, I'm after. So it's only a problem if you call them by name, but a place where they don't call by name. If they don't call it by name, so that's not a problem. Now, we're not suggesting that we should change the place where they use the name, not to use the name. But the Malkam Shinoigan came. Our last came and Malkam Shinoigan Shalikat Bashem. Loi, Dayanizakufa, Heavy Hecker Tvei. In a place where they never call by name, they say Yaman. They tell the person before who's the mafter. They say Yaman mafter. So you're not calling my name, so people don't necessarily make the connection. But in a place where they call by name, you say, okay, I have a solution. I won't call by name. Wunderbar. People say, why didn't he call my name? Oh, he's related. So you didn't solve your problem. You just made it worse.
Sometimes the shul's minig is to never call anybody by name. Could you then call this?
That's what he seems to be saying. Get a minig shalikris b'shem. Who Shvi by Shvi, Mutuli Kurasa Bashishi or Shvi. If they don't call Shvi by names, you can call one for Shishi and one for Shvi. Okay, so but in the case where we have a, there was a need to give, they gave us on the real estate, the father has yortzei this week, or he has a chiyuv, we saw that some of the human that he has, what's it going to leave? And it's mafta, it's all that's left. What are you going to do? So the Shartzian Chobay says, he quotes from Shar Ephraim, make lobe zeb amokim tzarakobo. In case there's a real need to do it, they'll call him up without a name. Oh, Yalamayatza, Bali Kriya Klau. He'll walk up without being called. He will walk up. Not that they'll tell him to come up, Yamad Maftir. But he'll just walk up on his own. If that's, they realize they made a mistake and they look at him. So he just walks up without being called. Okay. Zion. So let's see. The person is going up to the bima. It's referred to as a migdol because in many shuls it's raised up from the rest of the shul. So you would have to go up through an opening. You have to go up the steps. So you go to the closest the opening from where you are. So the main issue is not right or left. The main issue is it should be derech kitzor. It should be the closest way to go. And you will leave in the other direction, which will be further to come back to your seat. To indicate that you go to the Sefer Torah as quickly as possible, but you leave with a sadness that you don't want to really leave, so you're like not rushing to get back to your seat. Let's say the direction is equal, the equidistance. Then you go up towards the right, you come out the other direction. You don't leave until the next person has come up to the Sefer Torah. Okay. Fine. And the Mishabur will mention over here. Let's see. You go the quickest way, the shortest way, because that's a covenant tzibur. Shall yib tino olav b'har, but you shouldn't have to wait for him so long. We got mishum covenant tara. The tara shouldn't have to wait for him. The har she chaviva olav umamara likrisba. He's going as quickly as possible to get to be with the sefer tara. And he leaves the shiloh b'derech aruka shlo tehel near olav kamasi. He doesn't look like he shouldn't look like he's running away. If they're equal, then he goes up towards the right. In general, we give a preference to Yamin. So the Derech Kitzora takes precedence over Yamin, but if they're equal, then you would go towards the right. Okay. Now, why do you have to go the other way? Because remember, in this situation, it's equidistant. It's on the case before where one's longer. I understand, like, you don't take the shorter route back and go, oh, I'm happy to leave. But we're taking with this anyway, so what's wrong with going back the same way you came? The answer is, that when the person would come to the Mikdash, he would leave in the gate, which was in the opposite wall of where he came. He'd come in the east, he'd go out the west. So you see that from the pasuk that there's such a concept.
Rava says the walls are too tall. Rava makes no
okay. Gamachazim k'shemulach sefer Torah la'tevu. Nami didn't came. The shliach tzibur who's carrying the sefer Torah from the Oren to the bima. Also, the lucky is he goes towards the right. He goes, comes in from the right, facing the bima, and he leaves another direction. Now, V'efshar the b'sefer Torah lo'alam alav derech yamin afilu im hiba derech aruka. Even if that's a longer route, you still would go to Yemin. However, we become the same. Shabimo Ibn Tommy the Emsa Negat or in a Kurdish, which is called the Ramos and Kuf Sefei Hagot, Kesh the Rochim Shabim and Vadal Elam the Rechimin. Nowadays, it's a moot point. We always put the Zeratara, the Bima directly in front of the Oren, or in line with the Oren, so the distances will be the same. Kosher Kurdim, Misha Kurdim, Oisolalis Lutara. Yeah. He should go quickly, without wait, without hesitating. But below Yoritz, you should quite basically. This is a quite tzibur. You don't run in shul; it's a serious place. On the other hand, you move quickly because the tzibur and the Torah is waiting for you. So now the Ramos said that the oiler should not leave until the next one came up. So theoretically, according to the Ramos, so the first person who finishes Aliyah will call the second person, and after the second person arrives, then he can leave, not before that. But after that point, he can leave. Excuse me. So the Rishabura, Mishum Kodah Sefer Torah Shlo Yenechen Levad. He shouldn't leave the Sefer Torah like with no curry there. Maminig Lahamti Anach Shemaskel Hasheni Mebracha. However, the minig is not only to wait till he comes, we wait till he starts making the bracha. They're afraid as they're walking back, they will not be able to hear the kriya the Torah properly. They wait till he finishes. Okay. Okay. We are the men Gavra the Gavra, and then between Gavra the Gavra he leaves. And the Mishabura discuss whether you wait for the second bracha or not. Mishabura sounds like you would, so the Karin, let's say, waits. The Ramah says he waits till the Levi arrives. Mishabura says he waits till the Levi starts making the bracha. He says the Madat can wait till the Levi finishes. The bracha and the kriya does not mention the waiting until after the Levi finishes saying the bracha. And the reason is because he wants to hear the kriya properly. But once he's making the second bracha, he can leave according to the Shabura Pashas. However, the Chayotim adds that you would stay for the second bracha as well. Because we have this interesting relationship with the bracha that we're not really being yotze with it, like I said before. But we do want that the person should hear the bracha properly and say, Amen. He's busy getting back to his seat. He's not focusing on the bracha. Okay, now, Zotim Shabur, when you leave, you come up quickly, but you leave slowly. You're not rushing to get away from the Sefer Torah back to your seats. Okay. Okay. Zotim, so that's the dinim of the how you get the Li, etc. The next sif, I would have put it with the next simon about the lachas, how you're supposed to read from the Sefer Torah properly. I'm not sure why it's in simon kuf memal, not so kuf membeis. Kotev she kri uksiv. You have a word which has a masara of a kri and uksiv. It's written one way, it's read another way.
The point that
I was
making is
that you can't write it the way you want to read it. You must write it according to the Masara, the way it's supposed to be written, and then you read it otherwise. But you can't say, well, you know, it'd be much easier to read it the right, let's put in the right word. That's part of the Lachem Moshe Sinai of the Kriya Ksiv, and it must be written one way and read another way. Okay. The person read it as written, seemingly denying the Lacha Moshe Mitzinai, the Masara. He did this b'fnei Gedolei Ador. Harabonim, who were the Rabbonim? The Rabbeinu Yitzchak Avuhov. Rabbeinu Avraham Valansi and Rishmo Valansi Benoit. They were all there. So the Maria Vu was one of the Gedolei Dor in Spain in his time. The history of Rosh Yikra Kafi Hamasara, and they told him, no, you can't read it, you have to read it properly. Well, he refused. When he do, they put him in Cherim, but he do him at table, and they took him away from the beam.
He's a Rishon.
He's a Rishon.
Okay.
So Mr. Baruch was on Kfiyah Masar. He has to read it according to the way we have the Masar. So Lomar HaKabbalah Shekibal Nomit Likroiso. The way we've been makabel how to read it. Well, it's in Boser HaKsiva. We don't read it the way it's written. The Masar is Baalma Aim La Masaris.
The bottom line is
what's bothering the Mishabur is the following. There's Gemaras and Shas talk about Yesh Eimel Nikra Yesh Eimel Masaris. Over there, the word Masara means how it's written. And over here, the word Masara means how it's read. So Mishabur is pointing out that the word Masara here doesn't mean the way it normally means Yesh Eimel Masaris, the way it's written. Because that's very confusing. That's exactly what he wanted to do. And they said, no, read it according to the Masara. Well, I read it according to the Masara, the way it's written. We call it the Masoretic text. Text the way it's supposed to be written. Right? What the Shulchan Aruch meant was the way the Masar meaning over here, the Kabbalah that we have, how to read it other than the way it's written.
Because your walls are permanent, and therefore it's lacking in your
mitzvah. Now, why don't we have the following question? The law is you have to read every word of your Kriya from the Sefer Torah. So when I'm reading it, it says in the Torah, the Bat Kharim, and I read it Bat Kharim. So I'm not reading the word it says over there. So I'm not reading Minaksav. You're not allowed to read any part of the Sefer Torah, even one word, one letter, not from the Sefer. That's exactly what the Masar is. That's an interesting shalom which the place can deal with. Do you have to look at the word as you're reading it? Like everywhere in the rules, you have to look at the word and then read it. You know, read it and say it. Over here, I'm not reading that word. I'm saying a different word. So is that am I mechuyev to stare at the word, look at the word of Bat Poilim as I'm saying Bat Kharim? Or no, what I'm saying is Bo Peh, it's not part of the Ksav.
But the consumer is the one.
This is an argument in the Poskim, whether you have to do that or not. It seems to be the Ikrim Saka that you do. This is the word that the Torah is giving over, which is to be read as be said as X. You have to look at the word. But by the way, this concept over here of Oisachas Shlomin Aksav is, I think, one of the most challenging things you have with Bali Kriya. It's very hard to stay focused. You know, make sure that you're seeing every word, especially if you know it well. Bar Mitzvah boys are notorious for this. Like, you know, you have the kid looking out and it's finishing off at the reading. You know, you're looking out. Right? It's like I had a Rebbe. In his older age, would not travel to bar mitzvahs. He says, "I have no interest to travel 500 miles. That be not your tzikriya satara, because the kids are reading inside." That was his inimitable way of saying it. Right. So that was like a. But it is a problem. Over here, in the Mishnah Tisha, they raise a few questions. Just it goes to a few different. So how do you read there's different words that they talked about over here. One example is the word Yisachar. So you read it with only one sin. There actually is a minig that the Chassam Sofer mentions that the first time you find the word name Yisachar in the Torah, the minhag was to read it Yisoschar, and from then on you read it Yisachar. It's like and it functions as a kriya and a ksiv. And the Chassam Sofer brings this, and Rav Moshe says that's the minhag.
And the truth is,
And they bring from the stipler. The stipler was knowing that they would read it twice. They would say Yisachar and then Yisachar, and then continue again only the first time. No, just the first verse. To be cautious for that minig. On the other hand, there's some who do not seem to accept the minig, and they think the correct kriya is Yisachar. But it's interesting. Basically, we're understanding it is it functions along the lines of a kriya and a ksiv. The ksiv is Yisachar. The kri, the Masar, so how to read it is Yisachar.
25
hours of call. Somebody always say. What? There's something that always say. Okay. I'm sure there are. Fine.
There's a little connection with it.
And that's what I'm wondering about. Is that an ironclad svar?
Now,
can you counter argue and say that no?
The Simon Kufman base. So we have to read everything properly. So Karavatov.
Never ever seen a
snooker with if a person the person was reading read and he made a mistake. I feel a badik took ois achas. He was missing he said a letter incorrectly, one letter in the word incorrectly. Or he lacked the letter. So we make him go back. Hagov hachena de nachas on our curry. Still haven't seen the oile, or if the bal curry.
So the Rashi
is comes with more and more makes a leniency. But davka shino yishamishtana ayelezeho in him. That if the mispronunciation changes what the word meant.
So if you don't need the walls, then it's.
Avntor beneginas hatam. I ben nikud. If he made a mistake in the trup or in the vocalization of the vowels in a way which does not change the pshat, we don't make him go back. We sort of warn him that he should be more careful when he prepares. This is one of the lachas that people are very machmer on. The Gurin boy. Right? The guy makes a mistake, punches the whole shul. Makayim Gurin boy.
That's if they're listening.
If they're listening, right? The worst part about it is when he didn't make a mistake and people are Gurin boy. Some people are very mocking.
They know he's going to make a mistake.
Right. Some people, they're. Okay. Simon Shabur.
If there's a change in the meaning of the word.
Let's see. Simon Shabur. So, I feel to go sakas. Even if he there is one letter improperly. Gern Shechiser, he's missing a letter. Or he added a letter. As we go along, we'll explain. Okay. So now, the Mishabura, the point the Mishabura over here is saying is that the Ramah who's clarifying, it's not arguing the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, like any mistake, you correct, you go back. The Ramah said only if it's going to make a difference. So that the Shabur is learning that the Ramah is not arguing, he's clarifying. Masir no says she kreno b'dik took. We make him go back and read it properly. Okay. Behind him, bein kishu oimed adayin a pasuk zeh. Bein shikar gomer aparsha. Whether he's still there, he's finished. Afilu berech lacharel nami. He read the last bracha as well. Oilo acharov chayzelos the pasuk. So they finished the whole parasha. So we take another oila. He reads from that point and onwards, and three new psukim as well. Hachazan akari. Nowadays, he's the one that reads. That's the law. It's not because you made a bracha and then you're reading it properly, because you're reading it to the tzibur improperly. Now, he says if the mistake was something which is not mishtana ha'inyan, it doesn't change the pshat. For example, trup or nikud. Then you don't go back. So Mr. Brewer is going to clarify there are cases of Nikud or Trump, which are ma'akev. They do change the Nikud. Okay. So this is similarly would be true what we said before. If the letter was added or subtracted, but it doesn't change the pshat, you don't make him go back. Regardless of what you say, you shouldn't read it like that, but we don't make him go back. For example, if it's obvious to everybody what I meant, so he sort of swallowed the olive. So all yours are. So, okay. But everyone knows what you meant. You didn't mean something else. You meant the person. But patech b'loya olive. He left out the olive. Or the mitzriyim. Right? Mitzriyim are the people of Mitzrayim. Mitzriyim are the people from Mitzrayim. Because I once had this with Bebal Kare. The Yehudiyim. He did it in the Megillah. He added this extra, like he slept it out. It's not like an extra year. Almost every time he read it, it drove me. I had emotional challenges with it.
Yell at him,
because
that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I'm not very machmer on the Gurin.
You're not machmer on the yelling.
Now, so see, if it's true that changing the letter has the same halacha, so why the Rambam mention trop or nikud when he could have mentioned letters? The reason we chose those, because many times those do not change the pshat, whereas the letter many times does. Okay. But the truth is, in a case where the trump will change the pshat, or something, the vocalization or the trump, we'll get to that in a second.
Once you're
in
these walls,
you have to go back. The case of Nikud, he says, Yase b'fatach kara ye'ase b'tzere or l'hipuch. So Yase says, he should do. Yase means it will be done. So if he reads Yase ye'ase or ye'ase Yase, so that's changing the chat. He reads Bachalev Bechatov Kor Bechalev Bitzeri. Bachalev is in the milk of Chalev is the fat. So it's two different words. O Yoshev Yoshav, he reads the word Yoshev, which means he is sitting. Yoshav, he sat. Past tense. All of these situations, an improper nikud, he would have to go back because it changes the pshat. It says furthermore, the huadim and the Guinness atomim becomes a trop. When you're changing the pshat due to your mistaken trop, you would have to go back. So what's an example of a mistaken trop? Kagurin shakara mishores bimokim mafsik. So the trop is divided up into two groups. There are neginas ta'amim, there are ta'amim which are connector ta'amim, they connect it to the next word, and there are connector, and there are ta'amim which the purpose is to create a pause between them and the next word. And if we're given a masara to read it, like we all know that punctuation plays a tremendous role. Right? There's a very cute English book with it's called Eat Shoots and Leaves. Right? That's the name of the book. So there's a picture. Right? It has the person starts off with, you have the definition of a panda is that it eats shoots and leaves. But if you read it, eat, shoots, and leaves, they have a picture of a panda shooting a gun and walking out the door. Because he eats, shoots, and leaves. Right? Right? Because you put a comma after the word eat before the word. Right? So if you put the comma in the wrong place, it's totally different. Shot. Right? So there are many drushes which we make based on the trop, and the person will read the trop. So the main issue is not mafsik. Within the mafsikim, a stronger mafsik, a weaker mafsik is not the issue as much as changing from a mafsik, which is a pause, to a masharis, which is a connector. That's a problem. But if you flip your mafsikim or your mashorsin, usually that's not that basically is not going to be problematic. So he says you go back. Mishmar pointed the loy kumar shemer mahamoin shimkara es hashem emachzir matam benegina betob benegina. They have the people have this idea incorrectly. So they believe, you know, you correct on Trump until he read Hashem Hashem. We don't go back once you read Hashem Hashem in the post. So Mishmar said that's not true. It changes the pshat. You have to go back. Another area which is an issue is El Milra. So not only the tam, where you put the tam on the word. So many words, the El Milra will not make a difference. Milra means that you're stressed the last syllable, and Milel is you stress the syllable before that. It's called the ultimate is Milra, and penultimate is Milel. It's the one before the ultimate, before the end. There are words which will change the pshat, Milel and Milra. Well, he's saying that Trump is an issue.
Yeah, Trump is saying that, right, but he's not saying Malal Marah here, which is kind of interesting. That's a clear change of meaning in certain words. So why isn't he mentioning that?
So it's interesting. So Shlomo Zalman is medayik from this Mishnah Berurah that he holds that you don't have to go back.
Even if it changes the meaning of the word.
Right.
So it's very nice that you put it in, but in Rabbi, you have to wish you put it in.
Not like the assumption which many people assume. I think the Maisa Min HaGarlam is we hold that you do make him go back. Because it changes the Pirish. Now the Bir Aloch over here says interesting points. That the Gro argues and says, even in a case where there is a... Mishmur gave an example of Mitzriim, Aharon and Haron, or Im or Ve'im, which Mishmur did not mention, but the Bir Aloch mentions, you know, many times the Vav is obvious. The and is an unspoken and. Even without the Vav, we know it means and. So, according to the Mishabura, that Vav would not be Ma'akev. So it's a fascinating thing. Very few people will say, you know, he forgot a Vav, okay, don't worry about it. But he made a mistake, you know, people say, hey, he forgot a Vav. A mistake of Trump, who cares about a mistake of Trump? You know, Mishabura is saying, Vav, who cares about the Trump? Vav, a Trump is a problem, you know. Like, you know, it's one of those things where you have a fakir at the belt. But, so the
certain Trump, it's not old.
Right, but it's much more common. People
make Trump mistakes.
Right. So the Bir Aloch over here, Emel Zirin, so
different people pronounce words differently.
We'll get to that. Or maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to that tonight. So the Gro, he brings to the Gro over here. The Gro says that he holds the car. You should go. Have to go back. That it brings to the Gro and the Pri Chodesh on the one end. And then he brings a Derech HaChaim on the other end. That he says the opposite. Even in the case where it's Mishtana, it's Mishtana. A person who's Narig L'Hokol not to go back. We don't have to stop him. Don't have to make him go back. He says. Mishabur refuses to accept that sheet. But there are cases where it's too much stronger that you have to go back on the situation. Now, what about a case you missed a word? And what about if you missed a word which you, it's obvious, so one of the most common things you have is we when we have the speakers, first person, second person, third person, and then you have the verb, Moshe Kodesh, the verb parallels the speaker. Right? Ki ani hikbadati is I made his heart hard. His heart hard. Hikbadati means I made his heart hard. It means the same thing. So if I dropped the mini over there, it's not, the Pirish didn't change. But and once it's a word, you have to go back even if it's not Mishtana Minyan, Mishabur. Okay.
Obviously, if it's less than 4 hours, we apply
Ein machzirin osay, but if it's a case where it didn't change the pshat, we don't come and go back. Hanu ben bechazan, the kari ben oil, the weather, it's either one. Abagarin boy.
Let's talk about
it. Because the Shubas Maram means. So it doesn't have to be done publicly. You know, you have to speak to him. We have to give him a message that's not acceptable. So the Marmit says, "Chazan Tzarich Likul Asher Mitkil Asidur Shateishkur Befiv Kol Dedukim Bemesogim Le'elam Alarab Yiminu Smol." So he has to prepare the parsha properly. He should know all of the dukim with a masik, which is that the letters which are connected. Excuse me, the words which are connected. Mil el marat. You mean a small, that's referring to your shins. Which I guess for Yitlitaks, that was sure important. But the Marmitz was in Germany. 500 plus years ago, so it's like that's a very important point to stress on the shin and the sin. And he should read gently, not rushing. Because you don't want him to swallow any letters or words. So it's not a race. And the goal isn't to see how quickly you can do it. The goal is to read it properly. And that's the most important thing. So a person should be relaxed, not in a rush.
Why does he have to go slow if he can do it fast?
Because many people, when they read it fast, end up swallowing things. So let him read fast. I don't care.
Do you have anyone in mind?
No.
If I slow down, I'll make mistakes.
But I have to tell you that even the people that say that they're perfect, I can't hear the vowels a lot of times when they go fast. We have an individual over here. I don't like it. I find difficulties with it. I think he's not reading properly. Everything is such a cavalry. It's not. I'm sorry. There's valves in the beams. It's not my Hakabidi, it's not the Khatilo. You know, so I'm not a big fan of that.